This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
Welcome to today's mini episode on The Dependable Child. My name is Daniel Lim.
And I'm Christina M.
All right, so today we are going to be continuing our mini-series on strength spotting. This is in conjunction with our previous episodes about strengths-based parenting, so just head on over to inbetween.org/episode104 or look for our 104th episode on your favorite podcasting app, because in that episode we discuss what strengths-based parenting is and why it's important.
On our previous mini episodes, we've described the achieving child, the caring child, the competing child, and the confident child themes. If you've missed any of these episodes, don't worry. You can go back to inbetween.org/mini18, and we will have all the links listed out for you to hear the characteristics of these different themes.
But today, we are going to be discussing the dependability theme. So if your child is between the ages of 10 and 15, you can actually head on over to our site and you can find a link to the Strengths Explorer assessment from Gallup. And by doing that assessment, you're going to be able to actually know which of the 10 themes your child has, which are the three of the 10 that they have. Now, if your child is under the age of 10, this is where these episodes are super handy, because rather than asking your child to do an assessment, you can actually help spot their strengths and their themes for them. Now, obviously, you can use all this for your child who is 10 to 15 as well, but there is an assessment from Gallup that can help you do that. All right, so let's walk through a few characteristics to help you spot whether or not your child has the dependability theme. If trust is important to them and they care about being seen as responsible and trustworthy, they likely have this theme.
Right. So, for example, when they make a promise, they really, really mean to keep it.
Mm-hmm. And they like being chosen to be in charge of getting something done, right? Because they know it means that others see them as being trustworthy and dependable.
Sometimes for children who have the dependability theme, being asked to do more is like getting a reward because it means people believe in them.
Yeah, and oftentimes they are great examples for other people.
So earning the praise from teachers or their parents for getting things done and doing what is right feels really, really good to them.
Mm-hmm. So perhaps you're like, yep, that is my child. How did you know?
Reading your mail here.
If that's the case, here are perhaps a few other signs, emerging signs that your child has this theme. Okay, so children with dependability, they absolutely love to be trusted to do things on their own, perhaps like walking the dog alone or delivering messages to others.
Oh, I remember how happy one of our children was, I think it was in kindergarten, where their teacher asked them to go to the office to bring the attendance sheet. I mean, whoa, independence for a five-year-old, right?
Yeah, that's right.
They were over the moon. I love it.
Yeah, and another thing is that children with this theme, they're really good at following through. Really good at following through on responsibilities. Now, obviously, they're not going to be perfect, but they do often follow through on responsibilities or promises that they make. So if they say they're going to do something, they most likely do it.
For example, if you're thinking, well, I'm not really sure if my child has this theme or not, think about when everyone was forced to go online schooling. We saw this in our house. One of our children was amazing at it because the teacher would give a checklist and she would meticulously check off one at a time, and she just knew that she needed to get A, B, C, D, E done. And when she would send it to her teacher, and when her teacher would email her back, like, great job, she would just be like, yes, I'm just going to continue doing this and this and this to get that reward.
Yeah. And even this, on this one morning when we were all kind of taking the morning off, this one child of ours was like, can I get started on schoolwork instead of having free time?
Exactly. I need to get this done.
Yeah, exactly. So taking on a responsibility is important, right? It's really important to children who have this theme. And oftentimes just having one responsibility isn't enough because they're often wanting another one and then another one and then another one.
So if you were spotting the dependability theme in your child, here are a few really great action items that you can put into place as their parents even today. So one way is to find lots of ways to give your dependability child developmentally appropriate responsibility that will let them know that you count on them. They will feel especially important if you ask them what chores or responsibilities that they want to take on, not that you just want to force on them because you don't want to do anymore.
That's a good distinction.
In our household, our children have taken a lot more responsibility for our dog because they're home more and they really enjoy spending time with him. So they're the ones who take him out to the backyard in the morning and then the afternoon to let him out. And they pick up our dog's poop and they give him cookies and they make sure to clean his feet when he comes in. All of these responsibilities that they've really enjoyed taking on.
Yeah, and if you think your child has the dependability theme, then perhaps this week you can give them options because they like choices. So you could say something like, hey, would you like to color this now or after lunch? And once they commit to the option they choose, you're gonna see if they have this theme or not, because they're gonna be sure to get it done if they do.
Yeah, I love that. So for our example, our children are older, but even you can be giving the example, Daniel, that you gave the idea to your three-year-old.
Yeah, and that'd be a great way to spot whether or not they have this theme. So if your child has the dependability theme, what they're gonna need most is structure, security, and routine. That's structure, security, and routine. Well, thanks again for listening into this mini episode, and we will continue on this journey of strength spotting next week.